Maybe it would be fun to get away from the news and go see a good movie this weekend. We help you figure out which ones to see with our regular digest of what the critics are saying as compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release is the raunchy comedy Little Man. From the makers of White Chicks comes the story of a pint-sized jewel thief who dresses as a baby to retrieve some stolen loot. I swear, that's the plot of one of my favorite Little Rascal episodes. Sean and Marlon Wayans star.
Then I guess we gotta find a way to sneak in.
Well, he did say he wanted a baby.
Nah. No, I ain't dressing up like no baby.
The nation's critics pretty much throw out the jewel thief with the bathwater. Even though the Philadelphia Inquirer admits, at least in spurts, Little Man provides some big laughs, the Arizona Republic spanks a comedy based on a single gag that's not very funny. Therefore, it's exactly one joke short of being a one-joke film. And Premiere Magazine whines, a slight summer comedy with a tortured plot and predictable laughs. Next up in limited release is Edmund. Adapted from the 1982 David Mamet play, William H. Macy stars as a man whose life has turned upside down after visiting a fortune teller. Julia Stiles also stars.
I don't want to live this kind of life.
What does that mean?
That I can't live this life.
You can't live this life?
Yes.
So you're leaving me?
The critics all praise the lead performance, but have problems with the presentation. The New York Times says Mr. Macy gives the nerviest screen performance of his career, but the Hollywood Reporter warns for hardcore Mamet fans only, and the Village Voice finds Edmund all sizzle and little meat. And we close with the wide-release romantic comedy buddy comedy You, Me, and Dupree. Kate Hudson and Matt Dillon play a newly married couple who make the mistake of letting free spirit pal Owen Wilson move in with them just for a couple days. Michael Douglas also stars.
Hey, listen, just to put your minds at ease, this is not a permanent situation, okay? I'm hitting the job trail. I'm going to hit it hard tomorrow. Wheels of change are in motion.
Good. That's a good attitude.
Despite what my ex-boss said, I'm not unhirable.
The reviews want Dupree and the movie out by Sunday. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer calls it sporadically enjoyable but instantly forgettable. The Hollywood Reporter yawns, the comedy is obvious and flat, and the Washington Post makes an interesting prediction. Even though they call the film a mess, technically it's an abomination. Spiritually, it's a void, but commercially, it'll probably be a big hit. So yeah, the movie also sounds topical. Lovable slacker house guest who won't leave. Wait, I know. Take your lovable slacker house guest to see this movie, and while he's enjoying the wild antics of Dupree, you rush home and change the locks. I know it sounds harsh, but sometimes tough love is the only way to get through to a slacker. Well, that and a big bag of Cool Ranch corn chips.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and slacker living in Los Angeles.
Our program is produced by Catherine Fox and edited by Neil Carruth. The director is Shireen Meraji.
The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Steve Proffitt, Sky Road, Megan Mastery, Sarah Spivak, Megan Larson, Rob Sachs, and Allison Bryce.
Our editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, Jacob Conrad, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Shireen Strasberg.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.